Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second, the center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth, the catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich misplays the ball. That's an error on Popovich. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Stargell scores. Hebner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0-for-1 in the game. Blass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stargell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stargell moves to third. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Blass covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Davis reaches second base with a double. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0-for-2 in the game. Blass bunts in front of the plate. Canizaro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blass moves to third. Gene Kline's pinch hits for Vic Davalillo. Jim Colburn now pitching. Gene Kline's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline's hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blass scores. Stennett moves to third. It's 5-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stennett scores. Kline's moves to third. It's 6-0, Pirates. Ray Newman now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kline scores. Clemente scores. Hebner moves to third. It's 8-0, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. May moves to second. It's 9-0. Pirates. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 10-0, Pirates. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0-for-3 in the game. Blass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kline's now playing center field. Dave Cash now playing second base. Richie Zisk now playing right field. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Ron Tompkins. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Pirates. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Popovich strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Decker now pitching. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Zisk moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pepitone. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.